Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
There are two new models, the iPhone 7 and the iPhone 7 Plus. They both look very much like the last iPhones, but they're faster and water-resistant. They go on sale September 9th for $649 and $769. The storage gets a bump, so now the lowest price configuration will come with 32 gigabytes. Also, new colors. Space gray is gone, but there are two types of black, matte and glossy, along with gold and rose gold. In a move that's sure to cause great controversy, Apple has ditched the analog headphone jack. iPhones will now ship with earbuds with a lightning connector at the end. And Apple is encouraging users to begin the switch to wireless headphones. It will be painful, but wireless is certainly the future. If you're going wireless, Apple has an accessory for you. AirPods are wireless versions of the EarPods that will be in the iPhone's box. You can get over 5 hours of listening per charge, and the AirPods have accelerometers, so they know when you put them in or when you're talking. They'll cost $159, and yeah, you'll probably lose them super quick, so that's gonna sting. The iPhone 7 Plus, and only the Plus, has a dual camera design. On the back, there's an f1.8 wide-angle lens as well as a 56mm telephoto lens. This lets you take photos with much greater depth of field and gives you a 2x optical zoom. Any new iPhone you buy this month is going to ship with Apple's latest mobile operating system. But you can also upgrade your current iOS devices beginning on Tuesday, September 13th. The Apple Watch Series 2 is an all-around update to Apple's tiny wrist-worn computer. It's waterproof and can track your swim workouts. It has GPS and can track your runs. It has a faster processor, a brighter screen, and it comes in a cool new material, ceramic. No mention of improved battery life. It'll cost you $369 when it goes on sale next week. There's also a green and sporty Nike Plus edition available in October. All of the new software features on the new Apple Watch Series 2 will be rolling out to Series 1 owners on Tuesday, September 13th. You get the new dock, new features for fitness apps, a more responsive interface, the new Breathe app, and yep, Pokemon Go. Back in June at WWDC, we heard Apple Pay would be coming to websites. That, curiously, wasn't announced today, so we may have to wait a bit for that. But what was announced is that Apple Pay is coming to Japan. Ohayo gozaimasu, Apple Pay. Near the beginning of the event, Nintendo's Shigeru Miyamoto took the stage to announce the video game giant will start releasing titles in the App Store. The first, Super Mario Run, will arrive before the end of the year. For the super fans, there's also a new set of Mario stickers for iMessage. When working in Keynote, Pages, or Numbers, users can share a document and edit alongside each other. Just like Google Docs. No, really, just like Google Docs. This article, posted by Michael Kalor for Wired,